Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Stay home. You said. Stay home, ho.
Ho, ho.
Stay home.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri It will once again on a Friday night. It's a beautiful Friday night, too, out here in Chicago. You know, we skipped past spring and went straight to summer. Man, I mean, it's been so hot, man, you couldn't even breathe. You know, they say the dew point be up high and everything, and Lord have mercy, I have a problem sitting down catching a breath, man. Then the air conditioner head went out, had to spend $500 on that today and get it going. Yeah, it ain't been real good for me, but it's been great at the same time because what? I'm here. My eyes popped open this morning. The sun was sunny and bright. I did the things that I had to do and get it out the way and do it right. But anyway, we finna get ready to get started. See what's gonna come up. Ain't no need of putting out no thing, you know, let somebody else got it, you know, because anything you go to try to talk about, they always change it anyway. So I want to talk about what you want to talk about. Yeah, I see when I had the intro going, I had a hand up. You know I ain't finna stop my intro to open no mic. The show is starting now. So if you want to put your hand back up, I'll be ready and willing to open your mic up and we can get it started. So I'm here, y'all. I only comes on Friday right now, you know, just to see if there's something somebody want to put out there. Other than that, I'm going to start opening this show on Friday after we got our shit together and we done tagged somebody's ass. You know, because then I know I have something to talk about. Either tagging somebody's ass or getting my ass tagged. And don't expect me to go into grease as easy as I put another motherfucker in the grease. But if you hold me to it, I have to put my ass in the grease. But I ain't going to willingly put myself in the grease. And the only reason I can do that, because it's my damn show. What's up, kid?
What's going on, Eddie? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Just sticking around to see if these guys have got something to talk about. Now that I got the show going on my computer, I'm going to go ahead to Facebook to try to make sure that if anything pop up, I get a chance to see it. You know, with old Zay and supposed to be down there in Alabama getting it on and a couple of more races. We try to, yeah.
He's down in Montgomery. He just made a hit a little while ago. It looked pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, I think he got a race around by 9:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by 9:30. I forgot who the car was.
Yeah.
But I think he's getting a break or whatever.
Yeah. Sound like the guy named Josh, the one that's supposed to be throwing the race. Dog talking to somebody now about getting somebody to break.
Yeah, I don't know if the name was Josh or not. I don't know if they supposed to get the break. Well, Josh gave the pickup truck the break. And
okay, maybe that was it.
Yeah, he still haven't seen the pickup truck yet. I think he got them headed down to Atmore, Alabama. Still looking for him.
Yeah, I know that's right, kid. I know that's right, man. Yeah.
Yeah, last time I think you saw him, goddamn, he went out to 1320 and was still going.
Yeah, I missed that one. That might have been what he's talking about.
Yeah, that pickup truck.
I don't know who's race for the race, yeah. Dog asked him before he raced whoever it was, he say, how you going to get somebody to break this faster than you?
Yeah, he was talking to Josh. That was the aluminum foil looking goddamn G-body.
Yeah. He can't beat the man head up me trying to get him a break.
Mm-hmm. Come on, got his
he
neck broke.
He could just donate the money, man, and say thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, well, Brian Davis got a big race next weekend.
Who?
Brian Davis up there.
Oh, Brian Davis,
131.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't know if anybody locked in for anything yet or not.
Yeah. Where all the talkers at tonight, kid? Ain't nobody coming on talking with them?
I don't know. I guess they're trying to enjoy their air conditioning.
Hey, I understand that.
It's been
out there, night air.
It's
been
humid
night
all
air
week.
Out there, man. Yeah.
It's been humid all week.
Man, it's been real humid.
Only thing I can tell them, goddamn, they better try to watch where they're going. Well, these clowns,
yeah,
goddamn, know they crazy.
Boy, they crazy, man. Look at that old silver boo there.
Yeah, what that's what I'm talking about. Aluminum foil.
Okay. Yeah. Hell, pretty car.
Yeah, so, Big Eddie, what you think about Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Bonnie and Clyde, man?
Well, correctional officer and a runaway inmate.
Oh, okay. I think she was a big damn fool. And he back in his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
She dead and he
mm-hmm.
back in his comfort zone. And she had put all kind of weapons in the car, all kinds of pistols and stuff.
Yeah,
like
he
was gonna
yeah.
do a big shootout, and that punk ass nigga got out and said, "Hey, I surrender."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I know I don't want to live in there, so I'm going all out."
I don't understand that situation. I mean, you do something stupid like that. For the show, you had a decent pension coming, goddamn, whenever you retired or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fall in love with a goddamn inmate, and you don't know if he's going to ever get out.
Inmate.
Man,
right.
Please.
So you're going to get him out and get kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's some dumb shit there if I ever seen it in my life.
Man. Yes, indeed. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, you don't throw away your pension if you going, you know,
yeah.
if you had it coming.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she would have retired and went to jail. I know they still send you your money. They set it up where you can still use your money. Yeah. Cause I had a worker mm-hmm. working for me one time, and he
mm-hmm.
was getting some kind of disability. And he went to jail in Mississippi. So I don't know how she got my number, but somebody, I guess a family, gave him
mm-hmm.
my number. And she called and she told me, she said, "We looking for Patrick." I'm like, he out at work. She said, "He worked for you?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well,
mm-hmm.
he need to get in touch with me because we don't know where to send his pension to." Not his pension, but his disability.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Wow, you still get that shit?" And so I told her, and he called her. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she won't have to worry about.
Yeah. She said,
what,
"I thought he was
to...
locked up." She said. And even if he locked up, he can still get his money.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, wow. Yeah. But you know they gonna pick out of it.
I wonder what happened to that. I think they said they had about 28,000 left. I wonder who where that money go to.
That's what they had left?
Yeah, they had about 28,000 left.
Damn.
When they caught up with him. Now, where does money go to?
Right. Well, She might have family. They might hand it over to the family.
Cause oh,
she
okay.
sold the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she would have had more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had to buy a couple of vehicles. Goddamn, to stay. They had to buy a couple of vehicles to stay on the run.
Yeah, but they supposed to stole all their vehicles and shit.
Supposed to do what?
They probably came out. They supposed to stole all their vehicles.
No, she, they needed a couple of cars or whatever, you know, to stay on the run or whatever. Because,
yeah.
The old, the Ford Edge that they call them in or whatever that goddamn thing is, they abandoned it. And when they caught up with them, they was in a pickup truck.
Right.
Or either a Cadillac, one or two. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they was in a pickup truck.
Okay. So, yeah, it takes money to stay on the run.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep moving.
And you should have had a plan where you was going to get in the area where people was going to help cover you and you ain't had to go outside if you ain't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you supposed to have a plan. They didn't have no plan, man. You know they ain't had no plan.
Nope.
They coming towards north, coming to Chicago.
I mean, you on the run for 11 days, goddamn, and you ain't got out of the country yet.
Right.
That's fucked up. I think I'd have been deep over in Mexico some goddamn well.
I don't think they could have got in Mexico. Unless they could have got hold of cartels and had that planted out too, because they weren't going across that border. They were too new. It was
mm-hmm.
too high. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fucked up situation. And then, goddamn, you're going to wind up killing yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. He must have been better than crack cocaine.
Yes, sir. So ain't nothing new that happened to our kid. I ain't heard nothing on the back line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, see, man.
See them goddamn teenagers and shit was dying on LaSalle and North Avenue. What was that, Monday or Tuesday night?
Yeah, man.
Man, that don't make no sense.
At all, man.
What is wrong with the younger generation?
I just hate that they lost all respect for law enforcement because they,
mm-hmm.
the law enforcement is still out there doing all that dumb shit and won't stop killing and just showing on video every day. You can't run out of it, man. You think... You will see it every now and then. They won't even let it spread. Every day you find a new case where they done killed somebody on blacks or thumped them out or did something to them, tasing women for 50 cents, all kinds of shit. It just won't even go away, man. So, you know, these people have lost a whole lot of respect for law enforcement, the government, trying to, you know, don't try to make them do right. You know, when they try to pass a bill, they pass everybody else bill. The George Floyd bill still ain't been passed yet. I mean, you know, that's the problem right there. Nobody got no kind of appreciation, or it ain't nothing to appreciate. They don't have no type of what's it called for government or our authorities now because they fuck black people around so bad. And that's sad that they do what they do, man. This shit been going on for too many years, all our life, and our ancestors had to go through even worse. This shit ain't over. Then there's so many people out here that's brainwashed that when they see a white person do something, it's just a normal thing, no ooh, no ah, but you sure a black person did something? Oh, man, it's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stop. Doing that, man. I mean, when we used to have when we used to have respect for the police, it wasn't that bad. You know, but as now the video showing everything that they doing, you're seeing it all the time now, you know. So, and it's constant, you know. Did you see the one where I guess it was in Georgia somewhere, where the guy was in the gas station and the white woman just hollered, went out and told her husband, which was a sheriff, and told her that the man groped her. And they showed on video that the man never groped her, nothing like that. He merely bumped into her a little bit. And it was clearly identified as a mistake, just like me and you walking past each other and I bump you or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out there and said the man groped her. Her husband then tried to arrest the man. He wasn't even a sheriff in that county.
Mm-hmm.
And then the investigator came in, looked at the video, seen that he never groped her, and told her, he ain't never groped you. All the witnesses said he ain't never groped her. She started crying. They said, fuck it. They charged him with sexual assault. They arrested
him. Caught him?
They arrested the black man.
Oh, yeah?
Even though they saw that he never groped her, I said it today. And mm-hmm. If I go through them pages, I can find stuff every day that just happened within the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can find some every day, constantly, man. How could you respect law enforcement or the government after seeing this and they not trying to do nothing about it? You still
right.
arrest a man after you seen he ain't did nothing of the sort.
Yeah, well, in other words, this is like the Emmett Till situation.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Same shit. Different day.
Mm-hmm.
Only and good is a different day because he ain't hung up in no tree nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad, man.
Yes, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like I said, what's with all these goddamn shootings and shit in the city?
Man, it just don't make no sense. Here we is, getting killed by others. We being hunted, preyed by others, and yet we kill each other. That's dumb as hell. You know, like I said before, if you want to shoot somebody and do all this murdering, go to the military. Or
mm-hmm.
go out and get some of them people that's killing up all your people. Don't help them kill your people. If you wanna just be a soldier, go out there and get them people that did this shit to your own people and that damn sure do it to you.
Yep.
It's sad, man.
I mean, you know, you turn on the news every day, there are 4 or 5 shootings. 2 or 3 killings. I mean, I just don't get it.
Yes, sir.
I knew Monday, goddamn, no sooner they said it was going to be warm, there was going to be a bunch of shit all week.
Oh, yeah. But the thing it got to me was it didn't have to be warm no more. It could be cold as hell, and they still find a way to go out there and find somebody to kill. It just get worse when it's warm because now you don't have to look for them to find them. They're standing on the corner.
All right.
You know. But them motherfuckers kill. It used to be one at a time. Crime would drop. Not no more.
Right. Yep.
They just ain't got to look as hard in the summertime. And they're hanging out. A lot of motherfuckers out there just trying to get in this shit. It ain't hard
mm-hmm.
to find. And then so many innocent people. They're just out trying to enjoy their day.
They don't
want to
get killed.
You know. Yeah, the most.
They don't
want
to get killed because these fucking clowns, they ain't never been to no gun range to learn how to shoot. They just shoot randomly and kill up a lot of innocent people.
Yeah.
A little girl the other day got shot in both legs twice. For what?
Yeah,
I thought she
man.
Wasn't more about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, man. And you know what, kid, man, me and you on here talking, but you know what? I think we ought to just go and get off this motherfucker and go and watch Facebook, see if we can catch some good races, man.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
We can do that. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be the best thing to do, man, cause, you know.
Yep.
Like I say, man, I think the only time I'm going to start opening the show on Fridays is when we got some action right here at Clarksville. You know, maybe
mm-hmm.
enough people did something that, you know, people might want to come on and talk about it because,
right.
you know, you open up a show and I just don't want to just talk about all kinds of bullshit, the personal shit and all that shit. I don't like doing that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm going to get on up off this motherfucker, man.
All righty.
My grandbaby will be back home. I'll get her this attention.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. Yep. All right, then, Eddie. You can go and pull the plug on it. All right.
All right,
later.
Man.